This is Ashley here with our family Christmas devotional. We're bringing hope on Christmas Eve. Day 17 celebrates the moment heaven touched earth, God with us. Today I'm reading Luke 2, 1 through 7 in the International Children's Bible. At that time, Augustus Caesar sent an order that everyone must list their names in a register. Everyone went to their own towns to be counted, so Joseph left Nazareth and went to Bethlehem because he was from the family of David. He went there with Mary, who was pregnant. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son. There were no rooms left in the inn, so she wrapped the baby in cloth and laid him in a box where animals are fed. I've got a question for you. Have you ever been to a farm? Maybe you've seen cows, goats, or horses. Did you notice where the animals sleep? Usually animals have a barn or a stall, a simple, not so fancy place. The floor is covered with hay or dirt, and the animals have troughs or buckets for food and water. It's not shiny, it's not royal, it's real, and it's a little messy. When Jesus, the king of the whole world, was born, you'd think there'd be a huge parade or maybe a giant palace waiting for him, but there wasn't. There was no red carpet, no crown, no golden crib. Instead, there was a manger, the same kind that was a feeding box for animals. Mary and Joseph found a quiet spot where animals slept, and that is where the Savior of the world took his first nap. Why do you think God chose that? Maybe it was his way of reminding us something very important, that Jesus came for everyone. If Jesus had been born in a giant palace, only the richest people or the most powerful leaders might have been able to visit. But a stable? Anyone could walk in. Shepherds came straight from the fields. Ordinary people could see him. And that's exactly what God wanted. He sent Jesus not just for kings or grown-ups or people with fancy clothes, but for everyone, including you. Christmas whispers the greatest truth. God with us, close enough to hold, strong enough to save, and loving enough to stay. So next time you see a manger or a nativity scene, remember, it's not just a decoration. It's a love letter from God that says, I came close so you would know how loved you are. So let's pray. Jesus, you are our greatest gift. Thank you for coming to be with us. Amen. Before we finish up, let's talk about what we heard. Where was baby Jesus born? Why do you think God chose such a humble place for his son? Okay, so here's your big reminder. God is with us always. Day 18 is Christmas Day, and you're going to hear about the light of the world.